Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to each and every last one of you that are watching us on Facebook via Minister Sylvia Kaiser's page. Hopefully she's already on there for you. If she's not, just hold on, just wait a minute. She will be on Facebook. Well, we're also on Blog Talk Radio, and this is Smile3E's ministry of Let's Talk, and our ministers on the Friday nights, of course, at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is either Minister Sylvia or Prophet Antoine. So we heard Prophet Antoine on last week, and we know he ministered, he ministered, he ministered. And now we have the awesome privilege of having Minister Sylvia Kaiser speak. So prior to her speaking, I'm going to pray. And prior to me praying, I'm going to let you know that once I'm finished praying, that she will begin speaking. So I would like to introduce to some and present to others God's, you know, she's his mouthpiece. She's one of his speakers. She's his spokeswoman, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. So now I will pray. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We repent for sins of commission and omission and any deed said or done that has not been pleasing in your sight. Father God, we thank you for this very weekend. It's the weekend that reminds us of the sacrifice that you, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus has made for each and every last one of us. We thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for us. We thank you, Jesus, for your ministry that you gave for each and every one of us, and that you're sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for each and every one of us. Thank you for the intercessors. Thank you for the mothers. Thank you for the bishops, the preachers, the teachers. Thank you for those that have made a conscious decision to obey you, God, for they'd rather obey you than man. And God, they've also said that I accept what God allows, and be it unto me according to your word, and not my will, but your will be done. God, bless the speaker. Bless the words that come out of her mouth. Bless the word that you've placed in her belly, and bless every listener, God, that they will be blessed from their head to their toe, from the inside out. Have your way on tonight, God. Teach us how to obey you and to obey you on purpose. In Jesus' name, bless her and use her for your glory. Amen and amen. Minister Sylvia, I turn it over to you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle-elect. I was just talking on Facebook, and I was letting them know that I wanted to recap on some things that stuck out with me with the different speakers on Blog Talk, Smile3E, and on Facebook Live, our ministry here. I started out with Dr. Serena Wright, who, I started out with you, Apostle-elect Cecilia, who has been teaching us to pray and pray without ceasing, to pray for the single parents, to just pray and don't give up and don't give in. Even if you can't see things happening, to keep praying. Don't stop praying, because that is the time that you communicate with God. That is your communication time with God, prayer. I was talking about Serena Wright, how she was talking about many are not recovering. For whatever reason, they're not recovering. It's because some of them have given up, because a lot of times we want to make God a microwave. We want him to make it happen right here, right then, right now. But God said, wait on him. He said, wait on him. It's in his word. God said, wait on him. And I'm going to read, that's in Proverbs 27:14. It says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And I was talking about how Pastor Troy had been talking about who has your ear. Who's whispering in your ear? Are they whispering good things? Are they whispering things from Genesis to Revelation? Or are they whispering things for one-night stands? Or are they whispering things to get you to do, should do, could do, or what you do, okay? We had Minister Margot, who talks about how words do and can hurt, how things can come out of your mouth and or people can overhear someone talking about them or a loved one or something they're wearing or whatever, but the words can hurt. You know how somebody will say, oh, girl, oh, look at that you got on, and you thinking they're complimenting you, but they're mocking you. Okay, that ministry stuck out. You all can go back in our archives. That's why I was giving you the dates for Apostle Electus every Sunday. For Dr. Wright, it was that's for March 1st for not recovering. For Pastor Troy Thomas, it was March 3rd, who has your ear? For Minister Margot, words do and can hurt was the 15th of March. And just this Monday, the fifth Monday past, is our fifth Monday of the month is our youth service. Minister Lawrence Seabury ministered on Now Faith. Now Faith, where is your now faith? Do you have the faith of a mustard seed? Do you have the faith to just keep you from putting someone down? Do you have the faith to just concentrate on God and just trust God regardless what it look like, what it sound like? But you know that your God is God. He's able and he's willing. Mother Tony and her husband Ron Montgomery from Texas, they've been talking about family. They've been talking about the role of the wife, the role of the husband. They've been talking about strengthening of a marriage, how marriage came about, the importance of a marriage, and what marriage means and what it should mean, not just to each one of you, but how you portray yourself in front of others. Mm-hmm. How people see you. You know, did you do this the right way? Did you do it before God, or did you do a Las Vegas, let's do a quickie? You know, what was the purpose of the marriage? That's something right there. That's a whole nother story. And you had Minister Sheila, who had been praying about how prayer can bring us together, how you can pray for your family members to stay together, come together, how you can bind the enemy up over their lives because of prayer for the togetherness of the family, of your loved ones, even your job, you know. And then you had Prophet Antoine Thomas that taught on last Friday about wearing the right uniform. What uniform are you wearing? In the natural as well as in the spirit. Is the uniform you wearing saying, I'm a shoulda, coulda, woulda, a wanna, gonna do, gonna get it? You know how they used to say, come hook or crook. Is that the uniform you wearing? Or is the uniform you wearing saying something? Is the uniform you wearing saying how I chose this day that I've made Jesus my choice? What's your uniform? Is your uniform integrity? Is your uniform honesty? Is your uniform about togetherness? I'm saying all that to say, tonight I want to talk about what does a conversation me and you can have will bring us closer together. What kind of conversation me and you would have would make us want to be closer together. I don't mean in a relationship far as a lover. I'm talking about it, bring us closer together where we touch and agree, we pray for one another, we pray for others, not just ourselves. When we're talking about others, are we praying for them or are we batting, how would they say, beating them down? Are we bashing them? What does that conversation that we have, what does it have to do with me or you? When we see people in a place that they're stuck in, you know, we do it, myself included. We we make little remarks and we kind of giggle about it or laugh about it or whatever. But once we do that, are we praying, honestly? Not playing, not P-L-A-Y-I-N-G. Are we P-R-A-Y-I-N-G? Are we praying for them that God will break it, deliver it, and at the same time we pray that God break it and deliver it off of them, we pray and he break it and deliver it off of us. I just want to know, I was reading some scriptures, and I read this in 1 Chronicles 16 and 29. It said, give unto the Lord thy glory due unto his name. Bring an offering. Mm. In other words, come to him when you bring him his glory. Come to him with an offering of repentance. Mm. Yes. Come before him with worship, the Lord and his beauty of holiness. When you give him an offering, you got to bring something to God. You got to bring something to the Lord that he'll know that you're coming correct. You're coming with integrity. You're coming with a broken heart. You're coming because it's not always about you. You should be coming for behalf of someone else, or whether it's your neighborhood, your school, your boss, your coworkers. Don't be so selfish that you forget to P-R-A-Y, pray for others. I also read in 1 Corinthians 14, the 30th verse says, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Mm-hmm. Verse 40 says, let all things be done decently and in order. Are we doing things decently? Are we doing things in order? Or are we playing like it? Or did it sound good coming out your mouth? Or did you think it sound good? Or did you want it to sound good to somebody because we thought that would make us look like we're not causing confusion? Because the word said God is not an author of confusion, but of peace. My word teaches me that God is a God of love, a God of forgiveness, a provider, a redeemer, a healer, a restorer. My Bible teaches me that there's nothing too hard for God. Mm. That's what it teaches me. And with all the things I have had happen to me and I've been through in my life, if I don't know nothing, I know God is a provider. I know God is a redeemer. I know God is a restorer. I know God is a healer. I know God is a mind changer. I know God, I don't want to get like Prophet Antoine and Pastor Thomas say, I don't want to get excited too much. But I do want you to know I'm excited because of what God has done for me. You know, most people would have a scar on their neck like this and they would have a scarf around it to cover it up. But I want you to see what God has done for me. This side is blocked, but I got a stent of it. I want you to know what God has done for me. They said I was going to be disabled and not able to walk and work and because I had a stroke. I wasn't going to be able to think. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes it takes a little longer to think or do things a certain way because I got to remember exactly how I go. But God knows. If you look at me, you wouldn't think nothing wrong. I'm not walking like I had a stroke, and I praise God for that. You know, I praise God for the things he has done for me, he's doing for me, he's going to do for me. When I tell you God is a redeemer, a restorer, a healer, I'm telling you from my experience. I can't tell it about yours, but from my experience, God has always showed up. As a kid with scarlet fever, I'm telling you, God has showed up. Y'all have to get before God and start thanking him for some yesteryears, some things he done yesteryear. Not yesterday, yesteryears, back then. Many, many moons but before. Many, many sunsets before. You got to go back. Try to remember the first time. Betty Rice say, do you remember? remember the first time? I'm asking you, do you remember the first time God delivered you, God restored you, God healed you, God brought you out, God made it happen? I'm not talking about nobody else. I'm talking about you. Do you remember? Because I remember. I remember as a little girl having a scarlet fever. I remember God healed me. For those of you all don't know what scarlet fever is, you know they got a magic thing on these phones now. You can Google it. And for those of you that do know, you know what scarlet fever is. God healed me from that as a little girl, scarlet fever. My God, my God. I also read Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I read that. I read it. All these scriptures I'm reading to you now, I read them. But I want to make sure I don't get so excited that my tongue gets twisted up and I leave out a word or I mistakenly say it because you didn't really understand what I was trying to say. I'm going to look at it. Isaiah 4 and 10 say, fear thy, fear thee not, for I am with you. That's what God said, fear thee not, for I am with you. So when I was laying there in the bed at the hospital when my heart was going out and the doctors were saying what they were saying, I just looked at him and I said, you know what, I was like, that record, I was a little old lady, but I didn't have a closet to go in. But I did have a space up here in my mindset that I could go in. I told the doctor, you do what you got to do, and I'm going to do what I got to do. And I began to call on the name of the Lord. And they said I was unconscious out for quite a while, a day or so. But in the time of me being unconscious, my inner man was singing. And those of you all that know me, I love to sing. Lord knows I wish I had a voice like that. But I know the word of God said make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So I was making a joyful noise unto the Lord that this doctor I had that was not really a believer knew that I was unconscious, I was sedated, but he said I sung from the time that they had to do surgery on me till I came conscious. And I couldn't believe it. People was walking past the room saying, the nurses were coming in, so people was walking past the room, looking in, saying, who is that singing? It was my inner man. Because, see, I had made up in my mind, God, here I am, take me as I am. This was before I got sick. Thank God it was before I got sick. I told y'all before, when I decided to get saved and get God my whole heart, I was having a ball. I was living it up, hanging out with my motorcycle club and other clubs. And we was riding all over America. I don't mean from suburbs or so. I'm talking about from East Coast, West Coast. We was riding all over. We was enjoying ourselves. God was making a way. For me, even in my mess, God was making a way. But when I decided that I was going to give God my heart, because his word said that he knocked at the door, I answered. And when I heard God said, I'm here, I remembered growing up how my parents was raising us, and I remember my mom used to take us to church, and I had an auntie, my mom's sister name ain't Sweetie, and I had an auntie that was married to my Uncle George. We called her Ain't Baby Sister. They would tell us, the day you hear his voice, harden not your heart. The day he comes to you, you better say yes, Lord. So I didn't say, God, you know, I'm having a good time. I said, God, you're going to have to help me. You're going to have to help me get out of this. And when I had that conversation with God, that showed me how I was able to get closer to God. Yeah, I know I wanted to go another way on tonight, but God is taking me to another place to communicate with you all tonight, because the conversation I was having with the Lord had to bring me closer to him. Not closer to my friends, because as I was seeing things and going through things, I started saying to God, God, take away the desire. Take away the want. Take away the I can't help it. God, help me with this, God, because this thing right here is a passion to me, and I don't want anything to be more of a passion to me than you are. I had to start talking to God, so that means, y'all know what? I had to develop a prayer life. I told you Apostle Elect has been teaching us forever. She said God gave her that assignment until he take her off. She's been teaching us to pray. I've been praying my way through. I've been praying my way out. I've been saying, God, some places, Lord, I'm still here. I'm still stuck here. I'm still doing this. God, I need your help. But one thing I do know, yes, we always said God knew where we was at when he called us. I spoke with Apostle tonight, and she was saying, you will. You will. Start talking to God about this and start talking to God about that. And I said, that is my daily prayer with God. God, break it. See, until we tell on ourselves, our conversation can bring us closer together. Until we start exposing ourselves for real, not because we think it sounds good or not because we want to sound like we're there. I'm not there. I haven't arrived. I'm still on the altar. I'm still holding on to the horns of the altar, saying, God, I still need you. If you're not tired of delivering me, God, I'm not tired of being delivered. Because one thing I don't want to be is like James 1 and 8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I don't want to be double-minded. I want to be single-minded. God, I need deliverance. God, I need help. God, I need a breakthrough. Yes. I'm going to minister to myself, but I'm hoping you have ears to hear to put yourself in there telling God you need a breakthrough. You need a miracle. Because whatever you do, you must know that your conversation has to be a place where it's bringing you closer to God. Your conversation has to be where you're saying, God, I'm not content with this. I'm not happy with this. God, I'm asking you to deliver me and make me whole. I'm asking you to heal me, restore me. I'm asking you, God, to take me to that place where not only I would see it and know it, but people that know me would see it and know it. Do you know how they say, people would say, I remember you used to do this. Yeah, that key word said I used to. Oh, you lucky. No, I'm blessed. Because, see, I went to the person. Yeah, the word said that. The Lord became the Word, and the Word became life. The Word, it lived among us. It died on the cross for us. That's what we'll be celebrating Sunday, that Jesus died on the cross, but he rose. He died for our sins, but he rose. I put something on Facebook today, and I had to smile because it was a picture that came up I didn't think was going to come up. My picture said, he is risen. Yes. That blessed me when I saw that. I said, for this time, that needed to be put up there. He is risen. Because it's nowhere in the world that I would be in the place that I am if God was risen. If Jesus hadn't died on the cross for my sins and yours, I wouldn't be here. Now, I have another scripture that's Hebrews 12 and 2. Look to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Y'all excuse my cat. My cat always with me when I'm praying or talking about the Lord. He stays by me. That's my nephew's cat that I'm watching for him for a little while. I'm cat sitting. In Isaiah 50 and 4, it says, the Lord God have given me the tongue of the learned. And I'm learning that scripture because, see, the tongue of the learned is teaching me about integrity. It's teaching me not to sugarcoat, hold back, or hold out. I'm asking God to teach me how to be honest, even with the men and women of God, that if God said to say it, say it. And if they get mad, the bottom line has to be, take it to Jesus. If you feel that I've done something or I said something that I shouldn't have said to you, take it to Jesus. Ask him how what I said. You can even have the nerve to go to him and say, Lord, how dare her say that to me? Why she said, and God is going to probably tell you the truth. Not probably, God is going to tell you the truth. I told her to say it because I don't want to be nobody's yes person, and I don't want anybody around me that's going to be a yes person. That's one thing I love about Apostle-elect Minister Tony. Mother Tony, Minister Margot, Pastor Antoine, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Dr. Serena Wright, and Pastor Troy. We've learned to let God be our author. He'll finish the product. The product is the conversation that he has told us to have. So tonight I wanted to talk about if I'm talking to a family member or a friend, how would this conversation bring us closer together? But as I began to talk about the word, I understood that the conversation that me, a family member or a friend would have is not really to bring us closer together. It's to bring them closer to God. So I need to have this conversation with God that God is teaching me how it's going to bring me and him closer together. The Lord Jesus Christ is teaching me how to stay focused on him, because when you look at this scripture in Matthew 16, in the 13th chapter, it says that when Jesus came back from the coast, he asked his disciples, who do men say that the Son of God am? And it goes down, and they say, well, some say you're Elijah, some say that you're Jeremiah, some say that you're John the Baptist. But then God asked Peter, who do you say? Well, it says, he said unto them, but whom do ye say that I am? And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And see, that's what I want, to be able to go and say to God, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then God look at me and say, and you are Sylvia Renee Kite. See, I don't just want to talk about God, the Lord, the Holy Spirit. I want Jesus to talk about me to the Father and to the Holy Spirit and say, there she go. Go on down there. Go on over there. Go walk with her. Go talk with her. Minister to me in my dreams. When I go to say something or do something that's not Christ-like, tap me on the shoulder and say, don't say that. I'm going to tell the truth. Y'all know we hear God tell us don't say it. We hear when the Lord is speaking to us. But sometimes we just have to tell it our way. Well, I'm tired of being bullied by the enemy of my soul. I'm tired of having to repeat some things. I just want you all to know that my conversation has to, going to, and have changed. Certain things I can't even talk about no more. Certain things I won't talk about no more. Certain jokes I can't even tell, because I've noticed when it has came up to say it. I struggle to say it. So see, what does that conversation have to do with me? This is what it has to do with me. If I say it, how does that give God the glory? Who do I say he is? I said he's my father. Who do I say I am? I said I was his daughter. But is my conversation given the expression, or is my conversation expressing I am who I say I am? I didn't say I was his stepdaughter. I didn't say I was his goddaughter. I didn't say I want to play like his daughter. I said I want to be recognized as his daughter. So I want you all to know my conversation has to bring me closer, has to bring me to a place where I know that I'm closer to God. We're together when I open my mouth. As the apostle had prayed earlier, I don't just want you all to have ears to hear what was said. I want to have ears to hear. I want the word to be embedded in my heart. I want it to be echoing in my ears. I want to be able to meditate on it. I want, when I go to sleep, to hear myself calling on the name of Jesus. You know what I mean by that? You know how you and you dream, you be dreaming all kind of crazy stuff. I want to be conscious of my dream and my conversations with the Lord. I want to be able to sing songs to him. I love that song that was made, Falling in Love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. The best thing I've ever done. I love to sing love songs to God. I love to tell him how much I love him. I love to read his word that I can talk back to him. When I write these scriptures down, it's like little love notes I'm writing to God, because when I was Googling it or talking to God and he put things on my heart to say to Google, where is this at, where is that at, how, what does this say? How, that's God revealing his word to me, and I write it down as a love note from him, but from me back to him. I was taught to take God's word boldly to his throne, take his word back to him, because it would not come back void. And I'm saying to God, God, I love you. I love you with my whole heart. I love you with everything that's in me. I thank you from being a little girl with the scarlet fever all the way up to now, being grown with whatever health issues I have, because one thing I know, God has the only say-so. He's not the author of confusion. He's our author and our finisher. He's writing my story as I'm talking to you, and hopefully you're listening, whether it's now or whether it's in the archives or whether it's on replay. I'm trusting God to love me back. I'm trusting God to be there for me. I'm trusting God with everything I am. I thank God for where he brought me from. One thing I want to say is anybody can walk up to me and say, I remember you used to do this, I remember you used to do that, and I tell them, get out of my memories and get in your own. Don't you have enough of your life to remember? Let's just talk about it. But I'm just saying, if you want to walk up to me, that's okay, because I've asked God to give me a spirit of forgiveness, to say, okay, well, I'm glad you remember that. Now you could be able to go and say, the old hub would have snapped out on me. Now, don't get me wrong. You ain't going to just walk up to me and say anything, because I did tell you I'm asking God for deliverance. I did say that. But I'm asking God to help me. I'm asking God to cover me. I'm asking God to be there for me in this walk with him. to not let anything and everything come out of my mouth that don't give him the glory, or don't give him the honor, and don't give him the praise. I want God to be pleased with me so that when my day comes and I'll stand before the King, he will say, "Welcome in, my good and faithful servant. My name will be in the book of life." That's what I want. If you don't want that, that's on you, but that's what I want. So at this time, I'm going to say thank you all for tuning in live or looking at it on the replay or looking at this whenever you can. I want to thank you all for listening to it on Blog Talk, going back into the archives and listening to it again. I just want to thank God for shifting in the spirit. When you think you want to do something and God say, "No, take it this way. This is what the conversation we need to talk about. This is what the conversation has to do with you." Because some things have been happening that I kept saying, "What does this conversation have to do with me? What does this conversation have to do with me?" And tonight, conversation has to do with me and you, that God will make a way. If you just hold on, if you just ask him, communicate with him, talk to him. That's all prayer is, a form of communication, a form of talking to God. If you say you can't hear his voice, it's because you're not listening. You're not listening. You listen to that little voice that tell you to do other stuff. But why not listen to the voice that's telling you, that's knocking on the door of your heart? It ain't banging. It's knocking. He's saying, "I'm here. I'm here, daughter. I'm here, son. Don't just keep calling me when you need me. I'm calling on you now." So let's get in place. Let's get in order, because the word says decency and in order. So I just want to say thank you all. Pray for me as I pray for you. This program is appointed, anointed, and brought forth by God. It is not nothing that I thought of. It's something I became a part of because I know that God had brought it forth. So you all get saved. Stay saved. Be saved. Repent. Come back. God is married to the backslider. So just know there is room at the cross for you, because there was room at the cross for me. In Jesus' name, amen on tonight's service. Apostle-elect is back in your hands.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, God, for such an awesome word that causes us to not only remember who our Savior is, but causes us to check ourselves, to look in that spiritual mirror to say, "God, what are my struggles? What are those things that are still in my life that could cause me to lose out on you? God, I thank you for how Minister Sylvia reminded us of all of the things that were taught on this month and by the various ministers of the ministry. And so right now we have the lines open, and the lines are open to each and every one of you that have called in that want to share with Minister Sylvia about her message, how it blessed you, or even tell her how it provoked a word out of you and how God gave you something from the message on tonight. So the lines are open. Minister Sylvia, I don't know if you were on Facebook or not. I know I wasn't able to see you, so I do thank you for the ministry on tonight. And remember, we're on the World Wide Web of Blog Talk Radio. So please share. The lines are open.
Good evening, women of God and men of God, and everyone who is listening to this broadcast now and that will listen in the archives. This is Minister Margot, and I just want to encourage and thank Minister Sylvia for opening up and just letting us hear a little bit more of her testimony. And those are the things that really help us connect with one another and help us understand the importance of going back and realizing that we're only where we are today because of God's goodness, His grace, and His mercy. And thank you for reminding us that we need to have an ongoing conversation with our Father. And that's how we get closer to Him. That's how we get to know what He expects of us. And we get to know Him. So thank you so much for allowing yourself to be used by Him to encourage us to just hold on, have faith, and believe that God is with us, no matter what we're going through. Thank you again. Just continue to look to Him. And I love you, and God loves you as well. Thank you so much. Be blessed.
Thank you, Minister Margot.
Amen. Awesome words of encouragement, Minister Margot. I thank you so much. And like I said, there is so much in transparency. And if you want to hear the word of God and hear from the very vessels of God that are willing to show you, not just preach and hoop, because they can hoop, they can preach, they can teach, they can do those things for which God has appointed them to do for the edification of one another and the glorifying of God. So have awesome men and women of God on Smile 3E. So I thank Him for what He did. Even in Minister Sylvia that talked about how when she put her information out there tonight about Smile 3E ministry, it said, He is risen. So whether it says He has, He is, the point of it was she was reminding all of us who the source is, who our Savior is. So if there's anyone else that wants to share, please go ahead and share with Minister Sylvia on tonight. Encourage her heart. The lines are still open. Okay, so what I will do is I'm going to make a few announcements. And from that, then I'm going to turn the program back over to Minister Sylvia so that she can pray for the program and pray for all of the listeners, or if she has anything more that God wants her to share with us, that she will go ahead and do that. I want to remind you that Smile 3E's foundational scripture is Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And so, you know, we've been blessed that on tomorrow, it's going to be the first Monday of April. And so we will have Dr. Serena Wright. She will be our speaker on tomorrow, on Monday. And that's going to be such an awesome privilege for us, for Iron Sharpening Iron. And then we're going to also have, on that Friday night that's following that, we will have Prophet Antoine. He's going to be on, just like Minister Sylvia is on tonight, they alternate. And so it's going to be such an awesome ministry. And then don't forget, on each Sunday, the Lord has blessed us that I would pray or do whatever the Lord has given for me to do. And this is the Sunday of remembrance of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for Jesus. And you all, you can just listen, and it doesn't matter which Monday it is, because there's various ministers that are going to minister to you. So whether it's a Monday night that Servant Pastor Troy is speaking, or a Monday night that Minister Margot is speaking, or a Monday night that Minister Sylvia is on the air with our own Elder Tony and her husband talking about marriage. I mean, that was some good teaching on marriage. And you know what? You all need to call in, whether you're married or not, because you are one of the people that God wants to hear. You say, I heard this teacher named Missionary Montgomery. She said this, and I went to the Word, and it said that. I mean, you really want to listen in, because like I said, whether it's a first Monday where it's Dr. Serena Wright, she's going to preach, or that second Monday where it's Servant Pastor Choi, he's going to teach, he's going to sing, he's going to do whatever the Lord has given him, or whether it's that Monday night where it's Minister Margot and she's going to teach. And you're talking about transparent and the anointing of God. Oh, my God. The one thing I'll have to tell you, though, the phone will be so full that you might not be able to get a word in to encourage her, but still call in. Still call in and on purpose be on there to encourage her. And like I said, I just thank God for each and every speaker that we have on Sunday, on Monday, and even on Friday. We are truly blessed by God. And so I'm going to turn the program back over to Minister Sylvia so that she can have the last words and she can pray for us. And then we will go out listening to A Quiet Place. And that is by Minister, Pastor, Minstrel, Psalmist, Troy Thomas. Minister Sylvia?
Thank you, Apostle Elect, for that. Thank you, Minister Margot, for your words of encouragement. A lot of times we don't understand that when we have a level of communicating with people, it's easy to tell someone else's testimony or someone else's story. It's easy to tell what you heard somebody say about somebody else. But see, when you tell on yourself, when you expose yourself, people, they can't say, well, you know, my sin is so deep, my sin is so big that God can't deliver me, or God won't think about me. When you give your life, your experience, your situations, as they would say, that's proper wording, your situations, you know that there's nothing too hard for God. That when he died on the cross, he died for all sins, the sins from A to Z. He died from 12:01 a.m. to 12 midnight. He died for sins around the clock, every day of the week of the month of the year, every year. There's no big sin, little sin. He said, no sin shall enter in. And when you go about letting people know what God has brought you through, and you let people know that you're still here struggling with some things, you will understand where the Word says there's none perfect but one, and that one is Almighty God. None of us are perfect, but we are striving to do the perfect will of God. So once we get past, people going to know my secret. They already know your secret. Your secret been told a long time ago, whether you know it or not. The only one the secret is to is you. You just don't realize somebody already know. But when you get in a place and you allow God to save you, guess what? He say he throw them into the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember no more. He's not going to remember it. He's the only one that it matters. But when other people try to remember yours, that's why I said people could walk up to me and say, I remember when. Okay. Well, remember this. Jesus died on the cross that you and me both may be saved. So with you remembering, remember you have a chance to be saved too. Don't forget it. That is your place. So at this time, we're going to pray. Father God, I thank you for everything that was said. I thank you for those that didn't say anything, for those that's watching, those that's listening. Let this word penetrate their heart and let them know that there's nothing too hard for you. that there's nothing that they've done is so awful that they cannot come to you and be forgiven. God, you are the author and finisher of our salvation. You are the author and finisher of our story. God, you wrote our story before we was even formed in our womb, in the mother's womb. God, you have done everything that needs to be done concerning us. Now, I'm asking you, oh Lord, to put in our hearts and our spirit that we need to do what we need to do to get back to you, our first love, who has loved us from day one. Even when we left, you still loved us. You say you reign on the just as well as the unjust. You have no respect of person. God, I thank you for loving me like that. I thank you for telling me that I am a valuable person to you. I am someone that matters to you, that you have allowed me to share with someone else to let them know you are valuable to God. You do matter to God. No matter what you've done, you can go to God and he'll forgive you. Go to God and ask him to forgive you. Oh, I just thank God for him. I thank him for his son. I thank him for the Holy Spirit. One thing I don't want to do is embarrass the Holy Trinity, embarrass the Father, the Son, or the Holy Ghost. I ask God to put it in your heart, your soul, your mind, and your ear gates, and your eye gates to accept, receive, desire his word, and desire to be saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night, everyone.
How are you?